This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You know, I haven't had the opportunity to tweet as much here in the last couple of weeks. I have the opportunity,
Sue. I was going to say, wait, no.
I've not taken the opportunity much just because I was off the grid. But I did have to, I just had to retweet the Channel 5 story that says the protest calls for Trump's impeachment, and you see literally 12 people on that bridge. That kind of stuff drives me nuts. It really does. There were some things that happened, you know, over the break. Excuse me. I don't know if you talked about it. Like, I think even the Tony DeCoppola news might have happened before I left, where he was appointed the anchor of the CBS Evening News. But what happened in the aftermath of that is, and I don't know if you guys played the audio of this, is Tony came on. And I don't have that audio right now. We could probably find it for tomorrow. But he made a pretty strong case that the type of journalism that they're going to do at CBS and the Evening News is going to be different in the future. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've heard from people, I don't know him, but I have heard from people that are either inside or outside of CBS that he is, John Ziegler talked about this a couple of weeks ago, that he is not necessarily a rabid progressive like most of them, is a little bit more, you know, in the middle, if you will.
That's
interesting. I don't know if anyone in network news is conservative, but I will think it's going to be interesting to see if there's any kind of transformation with some of the types of stories that they do. And again, this is why I pointed out the Channel 5 story. Look, this happens. We used to have, when I worked at WTMJ in Milwaukee, we had TV station also. We had TMJ Radio, TMJ TV. So you know they do it here too. If we have a little bit of ice or some snow that's moving in, we used to have a pot for which reporter, you know, would get the live shot on the bridge that really didn't tell you anything new, and it was the same damn live shot they showed every time. But that's kind of what happens here is you have these stupid protesters, and they show up at that same bridge, you know, over there off of Oakland, right across from the zoo, and then the TV stations consider that newsworthy. That's not newsworthy.
No, it's easy, Mark. That's how
lazy.
That works.
No, it's because, lazy journalism.
Because that's right.
They have pictures. They have images of some
correct.
People holding signs.
Otherwise, they'd have to find somebody who came here from Venezuela and did not like what, or, you know, was happy about what happened. And that's difficult.
It's journalistic malpractice. And, you know, TV news is dying. Look, we got struggles in radio, but I don't know how you convince people to watch your broadcast if that's the kind of crap that you're putting out. I really don't. But what do I know? I don't watch local news that much anyway. I saw it on a tweet.
Yeah.
So maybe I shouldn't be the one that complains about that. Hey, we got David Strombach with us, associate editor with HotAir.com. All kinds of stuff happening in his state of Minnesota. Good Lord, we could just focus on Minnesota for the next 2.5 hours, Strom.
Yeah, well, the thing is that the only reason why you know about this is that Tim Walz is the sacrificial lamb. I mean, this same fraud is going on absolutely everywhere. And until I see Gavin Newsom's, head on a pike, I'll think that we have not done our job yet.
All right. So the big story today is, you mentioned him, the governor, not running for a third term.
Every minute that I spend defending my own political interest would be a minute I can't spend defending the people of Minnesota against the criminals who prey on our generosity and the cynics who want to prey on our differences. So I've decided to step out of this race, and I'll let others worry about the election while I focus on the work that's in front of me for the next year.
By any chance, do you have an answer to who the people who take advantage of generosity? Who would that be? I wonder, is he referring to one community in particular or not?
Well, one community, and it's a worldwide community. It's it's not just the Somalis here in Minnesota. It turns out that the UN ambassador from Somalia owns a daycare or a healthcare company in Ohio. I mean, he's currently the president of the UN Security Council. So he's presiding over the United Nations Security Council, this Somali guy, and he actually, he runs a healthcare company in Ohio. It's just absolutely insane.
All right, so when this, and I kind of treat a Monday after the last 2 weeks with all the holidays as an opportunity to bring people back who have not paid attention to the news. And I'm mainly talking about me, because I haven't paid close attention the last 2 weeks. But the thing that I did pay attention to, because you almost had to, was Nick Shirley. This independent journalist goes out there, he starts knocking on doors at these daycares, and he does more journalism in 20 minutes than the networks have done probably in 10 years. And he discovers that the daycares that are supposed to have kids, well, many of them don't have any children. And the centers that are supposed to be helping elderly residents, they may give them breakfast or lunch or something like that, but there's none of them in there at all. But you still have Walls and these others defending this up there, don't you, David?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I mean, you have to understand, this is like USAID in the sense that they have one stated mission, that everyone in the world, with a tiny violin or larger, is going to start playing it because you've got this, the starving African kid. And I suppose we have African kids here, too.
Right.
And, everyone says, oh, we've got to help these people out. But it's actually all one big scam. The only reason why these programs exist in the first place is to funnel money to fraudulent things. It's like the California high-speed rail program. It's like Bridges to Nowhere. The Democratic Party in the United States is the mafia reborn. It's basically the mob. Only we don't get as good services. At least in New Jersey, the mob picks up your trash. Here, they don't even bother to help a kid or feed them. I mean, it's just bizarre. But it's true across the entire country. It is not just here in Minnesota. The reason why you know about it and I know about it is, one, Nick Shirley, obviously.
Right.
But the other is that the Democratic Party is so committed to this grift that they thought, well, Tim Walz has got it figured out. We'll make him vice president.
Yeah. But does let me ask this question. Does he still have, because I want you to frame this a little bit about what's going on in Minnesota, because Amy Klobuchar, I guess, is talking about running for governor. Is Tim Walz out because Tim Walz is a goofball and everyone finally came onto it? Is Tim Walz out because of this Nick Shirley thing, or is it a combination deal where he finally sees the writing on the wall? But Klobuchar's candidacy has something to do with this, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that, I think there are a few variables involved here. One is, it turns out Tim Walz is really bad at this stuff. I mean, he looks good. Yeah. from the outside because, you know, he's got a compliant media here. There are only 5 million people in the state of Minnesota. It's 2% of the population. No one was looking. And so, you know, you've got this infrastructure here that just works like, you know, a well-oiled machine. You've got voter fraud. You've got, you know, from top to bottom, the whole state, you know, works perfectly for fraud.
But
it has
don't
very
you,
little to do with Tim Walz.
But do people who live there have concerns about the, I mean, the amount of fraud that we see from afar, because we're not talking about hundreds of millions. We're talking about billions of dollars of fraud. And what you said earlier, you know, we all know that this isn't just happening in Minnesota, right? It's happening all across the country. A lot of us, you, me, a lot of us predicted this would happen, you know, during COVID. You knew that when you're just tossing out trillions of dollars, you're going to have billions and billions, if not hundreds of billions in fraud. But do the people of Minnesota give a rip about this, or are they just kind of falling in line with Tim Walz?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, I mean, it's a mixed bag. I mean, Minnesota, you've got statewide, the people who decide elections are awful. You know, the affluent white female liberals who are in the suburbs, you know, in greater Minnesota, it's what we call rural Minnesota. Tim Walz has been hated for years. And then you've got the urban areas, which are just machines. I mean, you have to understand. I mean, I live in Minneapolis, in the actual city.
Yeah, right.
And the commercials that were run by the two candidates for the mayor of Minneapolis were more often in Somali than in English.
That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable because they were trying to attract so much of that voter base. Yeah, I mean, we've seen clips of that. We've seen Jacob Fry, right? That's the mayor speaking proudly in Somalian. So to a lot of people in, you know, normal people in the country, like, wait a second. Are you same thing with Ilhan Omar? Who are you representing? Are you representing Americans or Somalians? Well, it's Somalian Americans. Well, do they want to integrate? Do they want to assimilate? I don't think so. Do they want to rip off the American taxpayers? That we can be assured. Now, let me get your thoughts on one more thing. David Strom from HotAir.com. Just on the reaction of the left to everything happening with Maduro, because it's I think they're struggling a little bit on this one. The Washington Post comes out with an editorial on Saturday morning heavily praising this operation, heaping praise. Meantime, a bunch of lefties go out there, blah, blah, blah. You know, you talked about the suburban women. My wife is in a group chat with some friends of hers from the People's Republic of Wisconsin, and most of them are lefties, and they start popping off on Saturday morning about this. They don't know anything about the geopolitical implications.
Nothing.
Even the people who know things don't know everything about this, right? But what they do know is they hate the guy who executed the flawless operation. So we're going to go right after him, even though we have things on audio from Chris Murphy and Chuck Schumer and probably Gavin Newsom and others about Maduro from 4 years ago where they wanted to get rid of the guy. But now it's a different story, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, I mean, people have absolutely no idea what they're talking about. I mean, Iran is making drones there. China gets its oil from there. Hezbollah is training terrorists there.
Exactly.
And You know, I mean, this is, and who is actually in charge? Who are the people who were actually killed defending Maduro? They were all Cubans. So,
yeah, yeah.
You know, this was a narco state. Maduro was there basically to make money and to do the bidding of people, you know, in the Middle East and in the Eastern Hemisphere. He made very clear for decades that he's an enemy of the United States. It's a long past time that the guy's gone. I mean, a third of the country of Venezuela has left. I mean, you know, it is a failed.
You're talking about 2,000. Look, let's put that in perspective. 2,000 people on average per day leaving because they can't take it anymore. Yeah, exactly. That's quite stunning. By the way, as we were talking here, and I had missed this, I looked up at the monitor and the Fox screen had a post of Nick Shirley's tweet from a few hours ago that just simply says, "I ended Tim Walz." Made me laugh quite a bit. David Strom, Happy New Year to you. We'll get you on again soon. Take care, David.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.